Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And when the people were gathered thick together, Luke 11:27-29, Jesus has cast out a demon from an individual. Jesus taught them that this event was evidence that the kingdom of God is come unto you, Luke 11:20. The teaching of Jesus upon this occasion was the presence of evil and the power that evil can have in the life of a person. This woman was excited to hear Jesus and his teaching, insomuch that she pronounced a blessing upon his mother. Jesus responded that those who will hear the word of God and keep the word of God are the blessed. The teaching of Jesus was always upon obedience to the will of God. Hearing Jesus is wonderful and uplifting. However, we must hear with a will to do as he teaches. When Jesus spoke the Sermon on the Mountain, he concluded with obedience. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. God has always required that man obey his will, his voice. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. 1 Samuel 15:22-23. Saul, the king of Israel, had not obeyed all that God had instructed him. Because of his disobedience, he was removed as king and rejected by God. Jesus taught this same divine principle. God must be obeyed. Jesus saw that some who heard him were not influenced to obey him. For this people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. Matthew 13:15. The teaching of Jesus must have a converting impact upon our heart. We must hear Jesus and allow his teaching to mold our heart. And he said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:3. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.